such an asshole.
Oh, Cappy's got a question of which there is no easy answer because there are so many candidates, so many qualified candidates. Like, who do you give this prestigious award to? But I'll try and I'm gonna balk because this is the truth. Hey, asshole, returning client here. Please keep me anonymous. I took your advice you gave me about my rental property 2 years ago and it made my financial and mental health well-being very much improved. Thank you. Good. I've been creeping around your blog and YouTube video responses since then. I always enjoy hearing about your take on the idiocy of modern society because you're 100% spot on. It's not hard. It's not hard. Put life on easy mode, you have morons. I'm just pointing out people are lazy and they don't work and they're morons. That's it. It's not, not genius. And since it is the time of year where most American parents who are lazy dumbasses will soon be sending their children who almost invariably will grow up to be lazy dumbasses themselves to the publicly funded babysitting torture chambers known as the public schools. You have described it perfectly, sir. And that's because that's exactly what the public schools and private schools are. A big babysitting operation. I would like to request a video response where you tell us about the worst school teachers, college professors included, if need be, who you ever had the displeasure of teaching a former class you were in. What made them so bad? Did you ever get back at them? What eventually happened to them, if you know? Thanks, I can't wait to hear your response. I know it's going to be. All right, here's the problem. There are so... I went through it, I did the math. And it was out of 89 teachers, and it includes college, there are only three that are worth a damn. Three. And I mentioned this statistic before, and other people have kind of corroborated. It's like the 1 in 100 girls that's actually tolerable enough to marry. If you've dated over 100 girls, it's usually 1 in 100. But it's in the, you know, 5-ish%, the 4-ish%, low single digits of teachers that are actually worth a damn. And the rest, as we all know, are lazy children who at the age of 17 who don't want to work and decide, I'm going to be a teacher because they think it's fun. They've never worked a real job in life. And then there they are, 68 years, you know, old and retiring. I'm like, this is the hardest job ever. It's like, oh, shut up. You taught the second grade. Just shut up. You got 3 months. It's so already through selection bias. Teachers are going to skew towards lazy, incompetent, dumb. Don't believe me? Look up average IQ by college degree. Early childhood education or elementary education are the dumbest. They're at the bottom. We send our dumbest to teach our little children as they get older. The IQ goes up a little bit. And they're completely self-serving people. They go into teaching not because they actually care about the children, but because it's easy. Right? If it was up to me, it'd be like politics. You cannot teach until you have at least 15 years real world experience. And there's a term limit. You can teach for 10 years. Then you're never allowed to teach again. You must go back and do a real job. Anyway, so in this cesspool, this genuine sewer of human trash, you want me to pick out the rankiest turd? Or the most rancid turd? That's going to be hard. It's going to be really hard. But I'll go with you know, those that have stood out, and they're going to stand out for different reasons. But the worst teacher I ever had was my fifth grade teacher. I unfortunately can't mention names, but she was so bad they fired her after 1 year. That's how bad she was. She was just mean. Just mean. Now, admittedly, a lot of this was because it was a Christian school, and this particular flavor of Christianity was absolutely Nazi-esque. I mean, every once in a while, Hitler would laugh. These were just mean, angry, and you wonder where my hatred for teachers probably come from, or my distrust of adults. Adults, I'm not one. But my hatred for the baby boomer generation. This is it. This is it. Anyway, she was just mean, and it was nothing, anything specific she did. She would just, you know, you'd be denied recess. You'd have to put your head down on the desk. And there was no, and I think what it really was is she just hated children, and it was annoying, and she hated to do her job. And so, she took her hatred. She had no life. She's just a miserable, ugly woman as most. Back in the day, the school teachers are ugly. Now it's, oh my God, I want to help children, titties. And I'm on OnlyFans, and I just slept with the football guy, and I know I'm going to jail. Oh, I'm not because I'm pretty? Okay. It wasn't like that. No. No, this was Calvin and Hobbes. Mrs. Wormwood. That was the teacher in Calvin and Hobbes. Mrs. Wormwood. Yeah, she just hated children and took it out on us. Universally. It didn't matter if you're a girl, a guy. It didn't matter. She just hated you. And so I wouldn't say, you know, she never physically abused us or anything. And I'm kind of questionable about mental abuse, but she sure beat the heck out of us psychologically. So that was a miserable year of prison. Fourth grade teacher was a genuine sexist and misandrist. She hated boys. She hated men. And she'd like play stupid pranks on the boys, like at the expense of them. She's like, girls can do anything. And she was from Oregon, and I hope she's dying from a painful cancer. I don't know what happened to these people. I have tried to look them up because, like, I want to go up to them now as an adult and, like, you know, get in their face because it was absolute torture what they did to us. But you can't find them because you can't find them. They're nowhere to be found. But she was not as bad as the fifth grade teacher. But she was pretty bad. And she stood up because she really hated boys. She just said, you look back at it and it's like, well, were we boys? Were we mean to the girl? Yeah, we were boys. We were fourth grade boys. We put frogs in the girls' desks. Sometimes we'd find an innocent gardener snake. We played, that's what boys do. And she just, oh, and girls could do anything. And she was leftover hag from the 70s feminist movement. So there was that. Those were, but all of elementary school, not until we got to middle school did we have a male teacher, and we were scared to death of the male teacher. Cause like, man, if the girls are this bad, how bad is the guy going to be? Turned out he was one of the nicest guys ever. It was such a breath of fresh air. Cause like kindergarten to fifth grade, that's 6 years of hell. And all female teachers, not all bad, but none good. First grade teacher could have walked off a short pier. Second grade teacher could have she could have not existed. Yeah. So none of them were good. But then we got the guy. He's not yelling us at for random weird things, and that was kind of the first respite we had. Then there was middle school, and that was just general turds in the sewer. I had one good teacher. Yeah, I had one good teacher. Can't mention his name. He's probably dead. These people are all now old boomers. But yeah, I mean, all right. So my worst teacher was fifth grade. Now, the most unfair teacher, though, was my seventh grade English teacher. And just so you know, English teachers, there's a special place in hell for child molesters and people who talk in the theater and English teachers. And you guys all know my opinion on English teachers. It's an affirmative action hiring program for lazy women who don't want to work. And you're going to teach English to people who've been fluent in English for 13, 14, 15, all the way up to college. Like, yeah, I take English composition at 18 years. It's like, dude, enough with the English already. Help out one of the recent immigrants. We don't need any more English. We've been here our entire lives. But this gal she hated me personally. And I know that's, the best I ever got was a C. And she was a bad teacher on top of it. It was boring. It was English. Yes, I know how to read and write. Yes, I know. No, I don't want to read a book. No, I don't want to do a book report. And so I think the best I ever got was a C+. And my parents are like, why do you keep failing? What can you do? Like, well, you got to try harder. And I'm like, the woman hates me. Okay. She just hates me. And she, now thankfully there's a little bit of justice there because like most English majors and teachers, there was nothing else she had. She was fat. She was old. She was on the verge of death. She had to take cigarette breaks all the time. Guarantee you she's dead. Guarantee you. But there was no guy married to her. Now, no. She had no love. she had no family. I don't think so. She was again, a miserable person, probably taking it out on otherwise innocent kids coming through her, unfortunate enough to come through her class. But she was a disgusting woman, just had to cough up and hack all the time. Not like my mere cough, but like hacking up phlegm. And I'm glad she is dead and that she's no longer torturing middle school people anymore. But I'm sure there's several replacements in her stead. And then college, I won't lie, college was all right. Me and Bernard Chapin both made this observation that, like, at least in the 90s, you could still have the freedom of speech. Yeah, there was a bias, but the professors were intellectually honest and said, you know, I'm leftist, and they'd admit it. And they wouldn't give you a D minus if you said, well, I like Ronald Reagan. So there wasn't anything that bad. And some of the teachers, actually, I had a writing professor who was really good. She worked for the Wall Street Journal. She was really good. But the also honorable mention, easily the worst professor we had was this foreigner. He barely spoke English. And none other than the Carlson School of Management. Lord knows what they probably paid him peanuts. Like, teach this bond class. And no one learned. To this day, I don't know what maturity means. I know what a bond maturity means. Like it matures in 20 years, but there's also a measure called maturity. Maybe it was mature. I never knew what it was, so it never stuck in my brain. Apparently, this is very important to know. And he could never explain it. And everyone was dying in the class, just dying on the wayside because you couldn't understand what he was saying. But there were charges, I don't know, back then, $50, $60, $70 a credit. I don't know what it was. And we even went to the admin. And then instead of firing the guy and getting rid of him, they sent in the grandpa guy. He was always the love professor. This was a hard working teacher. We know there's been some, but he's here for your education. Bullshit. You hired this guy fresh off the boat. You paid him pennies. He probably has a legitimate master's or PhD in finance. There's no doubt about that. He doesn't speak the language. He can't teach for shit. And I can't imagine. I can't imagine that's very commonplace now within academia and universities. But yeah, that was about it. It was elementary and middle school that were hell. High school wasn't any fun either. College, the teachers were not that bad. They were not that good either. You know, it was more the lie where it's like, oh yeah, this degree will help you get a job. Mm-mm. No. That was they just played along and made things interesting enough. And then they're like, oh, you didn't find a job. How'd that can't possibly be? We're the Carlson School of Management. Well, all those employers are there coming here to hire our graduates. No, they ain't. And keep in mind, this is like 20 years ago. So I can't imagine. Oh, I'm sure now the politics have completely corrupted all of academia. So even if they were good teachers, the material they're teaching is so toxic and racist and sexist and bigoted and completely worthless that you couldn't even enjoy or have any kind of intellectual stimulation, let alone learn anything. But yeah, I'd have to say those school marms back in grade school were the worst. Where they just, you know, would I rather hang out with concentration camp guard? Maybe they might cut a joke every once in a while. It might be dark humor, but they cut a joke. But yeah, those elementary school teachers were the worst. All right. Get to the super chats real quick. Nonstop Dre, our well-endowed black Marine gentleman agent in the field. $2, but they say teachers are heroes and deserve more money. Teachers all need to get fired, and we need to teach our kids how to be autodidactics to teach themselves everything online so we can all graduate with master's degree in chemical engineering by the age of 16, which we could, well, not everybody, but there is no reason teachers should be wiped out, just not genocidically. There should be horse and buggy industry. Go away. We have the internet. We'll teach ourselves. We don't need to load up kids on the prison bus, take them to the prison, and then on work release, maybe their parents get to see them 3 hours a day. Fred Freeman, saw $2. I want a master of science and finance like that older gal you dated. Yeah. Yeah, she was cool. She was cool. She's now in her 60s. It's like, whoa. But I guarantee, unless she let herself go, she's probably the best looking 60-year-old you're ever going to find. Fred Freeman, saw $5 again. Tried dating immigrants lately, but seemed westernized. Sad. I need to read the book, Retire on 200K in Southeast. Yeah, Luca Vendetti. He's Retire on 200K in Southeast Asia. He's back sponsoring the show now that we're back to normalcy on September. I can hardly undermine the men going ghost argument now. Nonstop trade, $2. Jeff Napier is working on his first book. Oh, good. Is it How to Get My Bicycles from the Germans Back? The Story of Holland? Wonder what he's writing about. I've been out of it, guys. I don't know if you, I mean, like, I come in, I do asshole consulting, and I'm gone. Like, I haven't written any new, I barely get to do a podcast. Freddie, I emailed you a Wall Street Journal on men falling behind laughing in college. My junior year of high school, I got all A's and a B. That B was an English class. No male got an A. Yeah. No, I'm sure misandry is rife in academia. I'm sure men get lower GPAs because of genuine sexism. And I might get to that article because I'm getting awfully sick and tired of men are falling behind in college. Like, no, men are way ahead for not attending college and buying into an education bubble. I don't want to tear the guy down who wrote it. He's coming from a well-intended place, but it's like, dude, you are so far behind. Like, this is not avant-garde thinking. You did not, you have failed to die. Once again, a journalism major failed to diagnose this correctly. And so I may go through, some gal wanted me to do a Clary original. She hasn't paid yet, but if she does, I'll do it. And that'll be the topic. Adriana Ramos, $5. Cappy, Australia is a huge country. West Australia has not been in lockdown for a long time. Zero beer flu here. Our governor is not inept like the... Oh, I thought it was nationwide. Okay, so you guys got states like we... I know you have states, but... I didn't know that there was that much states' rights in Oz. Alex Bogey, $5 in Colorado. I had a fat teacher who obsessed with Titanic. Gave us assignments about it. Kept playing the soundtrack. Hated me because I... called a bully a bundle of sticks. Yeah. Oh, there's mentally ill. Nowadays, there's mental. Because I have friends that have children. I have family that has children. And I look at the kids, they go to school. I'm like, they come back with homework and you meet the teacher. You're like, oh, you were mentally ill. Oh, all you got is your socialism and you're going to spread the good word of socialism to the little 7-year-olds because that's what they want to hear. Yeah, that's Dre for $2. What was the best teacher you had and what subject? It was Mr. Corrick, which I can mention because he was an outstanding teacher and he taught economics. He's the guy that made me switch, or not switch, but decide from nuclear engineering to economics. And I blame him for all my miserable failures in my career because he was that good. This is really great. I can save the world and help people get out of poverty this way. Nuclear engineering, Who's going to hire me for that? The Iranians, Koreans, North Side. Yeah, he was good. And that there was, who else? The best professor by far. Oh, what was his name? He died of cancer at 57. It was tragic. It's the only, well, there were three good teachers they had at the Carlson School of Management. He's an Italian from New York. Why can't I remember his name? He was phenomenal. I forget his name, but he was amazing. That's the only reason I can do presentations and do good financial analysis. Squishy plums. He didn't pay, but yes, most teachers are scum. Fred Freeman, saw $2. Want my Carlson MBA to be alpha like Chad, dude, bro. Yes. Well, any MBA is pretty alpha, man. Got your MBA. And if it's from the Carlson School of Management, well, then it's pretty dude bro MBA. And you could go to Sergeant Preston's and get some wings and apps, bro. Oh, wait, you can't because it's closed. I don't even know. I honestly don't think the dude bro is a like white guys from the suburbs with their hats on and fraternity bros. I don't think it's that. I think most of the business colleges are targeting heavily immigrants, especially American East Indian immigrants, people from India. And I feel bad. I had a client. He's like, yeah, they're targeting. And I'm like, you gotta warn them, man. You gotta warn your countrymen. Do not go to business college. But they are so, and international rates of tuition. Oh yeah. Yep. DJ Aftershock, what happened to the Jennifer K English major troll? I don't know who's Jennifer K English major. Who? I don't know. Did she go away? She must've gone away. DJ after her, the English major who trolled you on Twitter. I don't pay attention much to, well, did she like fool me? Cause this is not ringing a bell. I really don't pay much attention to the trolls. Maybe I'll come in and say something like an airstrike, come in and leave. But I don't have time for trolls. Uncle was a math teacher. Big pension equals inheritance. I know. Isn't it great that so few people, like you millennials, like the baby boomers didn't have as many children, and then the older millennials didn't have, or Gen Xers didn't have as many children, and now there's like less, fewer and fewer, and now like, you know, little nieces and nephews. I don't have any kids. My nephews and nieces are going to inherit things, but they may not. I'm going to keep an eye on them. If they end up becoming socialist Marxists or just don't work, I'll be like, okay, money's going to the Innocence Project. I got an email from a guy. He says, you keep mentioning that a nonprofit that you would donate to, it's called the Innocence Project. And they were on Joe Rogan and he interviewed him. So I think my money will go there. Because I'll just be honest. I have nothing but the utmost in faith in society and bad parenting to ruin these children so that they become worthless liberal arts majors who just want more of my money and are not going to be deserving of it. I'd rather help get somebody innocent out of jail, honestly. Fred, $2. Uncle, oh, you got that. Mervin Dervish, 10 Swedish kroners. Thank you. I don't know how much that is US, but thank you. Fred, again, for $2, Mexican poops. Nonstop trade. Do you think people at Carlson watch your videos? At the school, yeah, I'm banned or not banned. I'm blocked on the Twitter. I've sent, like, I'll tweet or do a video response, some kind of social media thing. Say, hey guys, look at this video the Carlson school manager just put up. And then you guys come in there like a swarm of P-51 fighter planes. You just, dah, 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 dah. And then they'll close comments or they'll not show comments. They know who I am. They know who I am. And I'll offer them a little olive branch here. Like I offer, I'm a businessman, huh? Carlson School management graduate right here. Let's do business. You want me to not point out what a worthless joke of a school you are anymore? Why don't you pay me for the wasting of my time in my youth? I paid a dear price. I'm not just talking finance and time. I'm talking socially and romantically. There was a girl that, you know, I wasn't able, but you know, what's love, right? Right. Nah. I think 2 million after tax would be fair. I think that'd be fair. Just like, girl wants my seed, 1.5 million after tax. You can have my seed. You can have smart, short children who have a propensity for ballroom dancing and keeping beat. Avid hikers and probably have great balance so they could do motorcycle riding too. I'm a businessman. But in the meantime, no, I'm going to want to keep in mind, this has nothing to do with the Carlson School of Management. I just went there. This is every business school in America, unless it's Ivy League. They are wastes of time. Do not go to business school unless it's for accounting or MIS. So, yeah, they do. It's the least I can do. I want to make sure people do not waste their time and money and don't like get saddled with a ton of, especially if you're coming from a foreign country, like second world status, and your parents like take all the, you know, they sell all the cattle in the house so you can go get a management degree at Carlson. And then you've impoverished an entire generation of East Indian a family assholes, not the East Indians. I'm talking the Carlson School of Management. Oop. Fred Freeman saw $2. You should have done accounting, finance major, econ, Fattis? Huh. Fred, you sure you're not doing a little something else there? I should have done accounting. I should have just done a CPA. Should have gone in the military. Should have done an accounting. Should have gotten my CPA. Fred, for $2, accounting to financial planning and analysis for big compensation seems legit path. I don't know, Fred. You're doing pretty well. You don't need my financial advice or career advice. $2. I'm still not over Duke Lacrosse or Kavanaugh. Well, they're warnings. You know? What's this? Do I have a copy? Randy Pentwick's book? The Pence Principle. I don't have a copy of it here. I have a copy of the Book of Numbers analyzing the ROI and the pursuit of women. Kind of somewhat similar. The return is low. All right. Is that it? That's it. All right. Questions, answers, hasselconsulting.com. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.